This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's rival military forces accused each other of fresh violations of a ceasefire that's set to expire on Sunday as their deadly conflict continues for a third week despite warnings of a slide toward catastrophic civil war. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded since a long-simmering power struggle between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces erupted into conflict on April 15th. Pope Francis has plunged into both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope greeted some of the 2.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have fled across the border to Hungary during a public prayer service. And immediately afterwards, he met privately with an envoy of the Russian Orthodox Church that has strongly supported the war. Francis was towing a diplomatic tightrope, which is part of the Vatican's tradition of diplomatic neutrality. He's been in Budapest on a weekend visit to minister to Hungary's Catholic faithful. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Police continue to search for the man accused of killing five of his Texas neighbors, the youngest who was eight, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says the shooting happened Friday night after neighbors asked Francisco Oropeza to stop firing in his yard.
The victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, could you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
Police and FBI searching for the 38-year-old, finding his clothes and phone, but tracking dogs losing the scent. Audio courtesy KTRK, I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. With heat waves now arriving earlier linked to climate change, emergency officials are warning of the danger to older people, especially those who may not have air conditioning or if it goes out during power failures. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Citizens Financial.
Last summer in the greater Phoenix area, there were 77 deaths overall, and most were linked to days of 99-degree heat. Researchers say people over age 60 are increasingly at risk of dying from heat-related causes. That's especially true for people of color. Most communities do offer cooling centers and pass out bottled water when the temperatures soar. But Dr. Aaron Bernstein at Harvard Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment says it's important people check on the elderly during heat waves, providing personalized attention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As Canada's largest strike by federal workers approaches its third week, thousands of people are in immigration limbo amid canceled hearings and stalled applications, which could make it harder for the country to compete for global talent as employers face a tight labor market. About 155,000 federal public servants have been on strike since April 19th. While wages are a primary sticking point, the union also wants remote work included in its collective agreement. The strikes have affected everyone from refugee claimants whose hearings are canceled to sponsored relatives stuck in limbo, from migrant workers to foreign students, lawyers told Reuters. U.S. regulators are trying to clinch a sale of First Republic Bank over the weekend, with roughly half a dozen banks bidding, sources said on Saturday, and what's likely to be the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Citizens Financial Group, Inc. and J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. are among bidders vying for First Republic in an auction process being run by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, sources said. U.S. Bancorp was also among banks the FDIC had asked to submit a bid, according to Bloomberg. The FDIC process kicked off this week, three of these sources said. The bidders were asked to give non-binding offers by Friday and were studying First Republic's books over the weekend, one of the sources said.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Voters across Central Asian Uzbekistan went to the polls Sunday in a constitutional referendum that could allow President Shavkat Mirziyoyev to remain in power till 2040. The 65-year-old became president in 2016 after the death of a dictator. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.